It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason with DryZone, and we're bringing you another episode today of What's Under Your House. Bill Anderson is normally with us, but he's unable to be here today. So when I walked in the radio station this morning, I sort of confiscated Troy, and he's going to be with me here today. We're going to talk about some issues. And you probably know, if you've heard any of our previous shows, DryZone is into several different areas. We do crawl space encapsulation, basement waterproofing, foundation support, and we also do basement finishing with products that are made out of totally inorganic materials that will not support mold or mildew. But today we're going to specifically talk about crawl spaces. There are more crawl spaces on the Delmarva Peninsula than there are basements, so this is probably one of the larger parts of our business. And we're going to concentrate on that today. But right off the bat, before I forget it, and sometimes I have a tendency to do that, let me give you a little bit of contact information. You can reach us toll-free at 1-855-DryZone, or you can email us either jason@dryzone.com or bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the web at www.dryzone.com. I'll give this information to you again later on in the program. But Troy, let's get started now. Are there any questions that you might have concerning crawl spaces?
Yeah, first I just want to say that I'm glad that when you talked about we're going to talk about issues, that we're talking about issues in the crawl space and not mine.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. I just want to clear that part up. But when we talk about problems that we have in our crawl space, what are the most common problems that we find in the crawl space?
Troy, probably the biggest issue that we find in crawl spaces is excessive moisture. And this moisture actually can be caused by a number of different things. Water vapor coming up from the exposed earth in the crawl space, groundwater seepage, water seepage coming in through your block foundation walls, and moisture from the outside air, which comes in through cracks and openings and your crawl space fence.
I heard you mention earlier in the show that you said a lot of homes here on Delmarva have crawl spaces. So that's not unusual for crawl spaces on the Delmarva Peninsula.
It's a very common factor.
And what's the reason behind that?
Behind the moisture is we have a very high humidity here on the Delmarva Peninsula, and it's not unusual for our humidity here to be 70 to 85%. And this humid air coming into a cool crawl space creates moisture.
Okay.
And the other problem we have here on the peninsula is the fact that our water table is very high, and a high water table will cause water and moisture to come up through the ground and into your crawl space area. Now, don't get me wrong, not all crawl spaces have standing water in them.
Okay.
But there are a number that we run into that do have standing water. And while we're talking about standing water, let me emphasize a fact here that standing water is not the issue per se, but it's the water vapor that this standing water creates.
Okay, now let's talk about standing water. How do I get rid of it?
The best way to get rid of standing water is to install a perimeter drainage system that's tied into a sump pump, and then you expel the water to the exterior of your house area and try to get it as far away from the house as possible, of course. Now, we do this by placing a product called HydroLink in a bed of gravel around the interior perimeter of the crawl space. Now, the HydroLink is a rigid PVC pipe with very fine slots cut in it to receive the water. Now, over top of this pipe, we place what's called a microfilter sock. And the purpose of this sock is to prevent any small particles of debris and sand from getting into the pipe. In other words, it's basically a filter. Now, we do not use and we do not recommend using a corrugated pipe like you can purchase in rolls at the building material supply stores. That tends to clog up very quickly. HydroLink is designed especially for use in crawl spaces, and over the years, it's proved to be a very, very reliable product. Now, we do something that nobody else that we know of does. We also install cleanouts in this HydroLink just as a safety precaution. Should down the road for some reason you get a blockage, mm-hmm. we can go through one of these clean out ports and clean out the system without having to dig it all back up again.
Is that all that's required to get the moisture problem out of a crawl space?
Troy, every crawl space is different and may have different issues. So we inspect each crawl space and we design a system that will take care of the particular issues in that particular crawl space.
Now, I've heard you use the term encapsulations. What exactly is that and what does it mean?
Okay, encapsulation, in simple terms, means segregating the house from the earth. Now, we've discussed some particular issues, but let me take you through the entire encapsulation process.
Okay.
Now, first of all, we go in and we have to remove any debris that might be in the crawl space. You would be surprised, some of the things that we find that's left over from construction and some of the things that actually homeowners have stuck under there. And after the debris is removed, then we need to level the ground out. We need to knock down the humps and fill in the valley so we have a fairly level playground there to work on. The next step that we do is to address any groundwater issues that might be present there. Now, the groundwater issues, as I talked earlier, it might be standing water or it could be just moisture. Once this has been addressed, then we're going to install a product called a clean space liner. Now, this clean space liner is what is going to separate or segregate your house from the earth. Now, in addition to putting this down on the ground, we're going to wrap the piers that support your girder because they can, normally they're made out of concrete blocks, and they can wick moisture up also and put moisture into the air. Now, at the same time, we're going to extend this liner up the walls of your crawl space to within 3 inches of the sill plate. Now, you might question me as to say, why are you going to stop 3 inches from the sill plate? Well, your termite inspector would get real upset with us if we covered up all the blocks. Because when your termite inspector goes in, he needs to be able to see if there are any termite tunnels coming from the ground up the blocks to okay. get to your wood members of the house. So by leaving a 3-inch area of your blocks exposed, he can perform an adequate inspection. The next thing we would do, if necessary, and I emphasize that if necessary, is to install a sump pump. Now, the sump pump is going to get rid of any standing water problems that you might have in the basement. And later on, we'll talk a little bit more about the sump pumps. Probably one of the most important things we're going to do is seal the crawl space vents. We're going to close them up completely so no air can come through them. And we'll discuss that a little bit later more also. We're also going to seal any cracks that we might find. The biggest area we find where air leakage comes into a crawl space is where the sill plate sits on top of your blocks, and there's not a good seal there. In later years, a lot of your better contractors have used what's called a sill sealer between the blocks and the sill plate, and it's nothing really more than a thin piece of fiberglass to close up that crack. But we go ahead and we seal it anyway, even though it might have that sill sealer in place. Then we're going to install a quality dehumidifier, and I emphasize the word quality here because this is one place where you don't want to skimp on price. And the last thing we would do is replace the crawl space entrance door if necessary, and we'll discuss the crawl space doors a little later also.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Jason Harmon is answering all the questions that I have today. Of course, they can be reached toll free at 1-855-DRYZONE. That's 1-855-DRYZONE. Or if you have a question, you can email Jason. It's jason@dryzone.com. And usually Bill Anderson is sitting in this seat asking Jason the questions. And he can also be emailed at bill@dryzone.com. That's Bill, B-I-L-L, at dryzone.com. You can find him on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com. Now, I want to go back just a bit and talk about the dehumidifiers, because I noticed you said quality dehumidifier. So there's a big box store that we all rush to every now and then. Can I find a quality dehumidifier from there? Your opinion?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
The dehumidifiers that we sell are basically a commercial grade of dehumidifier. The ones you can buy in your big box stores are a very, very lower grade, and they do not take the amount of water out of the air that ours do. Also, the grid system that they have for cooling the air is much smaller, and our grid system that the air passes across is actually almost like the grill of a car. It's not just a coil that you find in the cheaper models. Also, ours have a dual filter on them, and this dual filter will take out particles down to 2 microns in size, which gets all of your bad stuff out of the air.
Since I was a little boy, which has been about 10 years ago, but since I've been a little boy...
You're dreaming, aren't you, Troy?
I've heard so many people say this, and I got to get your answer on this. Some will say, in the winter, make sure you close the crawl space. In the summer, make sure you open it. And some say, just close it permanently. It doesn't make any difference. What's your opinion on that as far as winter, summer, or close it permanently?
Troy, a house is like a chimney. It draws air in from the crawl space and any cracks at the lowest point of the house. And the air proceeds up through the house and eventually exits through the attic vents. Now, first of all, scientists have determined that about 50% of the air that we breathe on the first floor of our house originates from the crawl space. The crawl space has been a nasty place for many, many years. So we want to clean that up as much as possible. Now, the air rising through your house from the crawl space will carry allergens and mold spores and odors and moisture. By sealing the foundation vents and sealing other cracks and installing a quality dehumidifier, here again, folks, I've used that word quality dehumidifier, we can control the quality of the air in the crawl space by controlling the humidity. Allergens and mold spores can also be controlled. And also that musty smell that you get from a crawl space that comes up into your house will be controlled by controlling the humidity in the crawl space. Nobody likes it. And nobody can figure out where it comes from in a lot of cases. And if it's coming from moisture in your crawl space, Troy, that odor is going to get into your furniture. It's going to get into your carpeting.
Right.
And it's really hard to get rid of. So the only solution is to control it at its source.
Now, how long have you been working with DryZone, Jason?
I've been with DryZone a couple of years now, but I have been involved in the housing industry in some way all of my life. From college, I went to work for a building materials dealer who sold to contractors. I also worked for a company that built homes as a salesperson for them. Then I started my own real estate company, and I had a real estate company for 25 years, and I was licensed in Maryland, Delaware, and Arizona.
Wow.
And that was very interesting. And after I returned from Arizona, I got bored, and I needed to get into something. And I'll tell you exactly how this occurred.
Okay.
I've had a place, or actually my father built a place in Dewey Beach in 1949, and it has a full basement. We've always had a moisture problem along the front wall of the basement. So when I came back from Arizona, I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to get that problem taken care of once and for all. So I called two companies to come give me an estimate. Well, the first company turned me off right on the telephone. The second company I called was DryZone, and Billy made an appointment with me, met me at the cottage. He did an inspection of the basement, and he picked up on some things that I was specifically looking for, and this gave him a plus right there. He gave me a price. The price was acceptable to me, and we were sitting at the kitchen table writing up a contract, and I jokingly said to Bill, I said, Bill, you need to hire me for a salesman. He laid his pen down, he turned around, he looked me in the eye, and he says, how quick can you go to work? So, here I am.
Well, I want to touch on something that you said, especially in this economy that we're dealing with right now. The first company turned me off. Touch on that just a bit.
Yes. To me, a person cannot quote you on solving an issue without seeing the problem. Mm-hmm. And this particular company wanted me to give them the dimensions of the house, and they were going to quote me a price over the telephone.
Got you.
Impossible to do.
Okay. So be very careful. Be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, when you're on the phone with a company and they're asking you with the size and measurement of the house and saying, okay, I can quote you a price now based on that. You really need to see the home.
This is correct, because no situation is always the same. I could quote you a price on the telephone, but I'm going to quote you the highest price to cover myself. But you might not need the highest price.
Right.
You might need something that would be a lot less expensive for your particular situation.
You guys go through a lot of schooling still.
Oh, yes. We're constantly going to school. We go to Connecticut. And in Connecticut is where the home company is that manufactures these materials for crawl spaces and actually for basements also. They have a facility that is almost unbelievable. Their office facilities are broken down in such a way that I've never seen anything like it. To give you an example, their computer section is in a large room that they call the treehouse.
Okay.
And actually, when you walk into this room, it actually looks like you're climbing up into a tree. No two desks are on the same level. There are different levels. Everybody is looking out of a window toward the mountains. It's a very relaxed atmosphere that they work in. Their warehouse is so clean that you could eat off the floor. Their training facilities are first class. It's just amazing. And they have people that are designated as trainers, and this is all they do is training. And the training is held at multiple times throughout the year and at different levels for different things. So it's very, very intensive.
And you love it.
Yes, we learn a lot every time we go. And you know, one of the big things in the learning process is talking to other people that do the same thing that you do. And you find out the issues that they've run across and how they've solved them, because at some point in time, you're probably going to run across that same issue.
Now, do you guys swap business cards and say, hey, can I call you if I ever need or find a problem that's really tough that I need some answers with?
We sure do. We work with each other because in this business, it's not a franchise, but it's a dealership. And we have the area of the Delmarva Peninsula that we service. Now, occasionally, we will get a call from somebody in southern New Jersey or western Maryland or even up in Pennsylvania someplace that has an issue. Well, you know, we don't turn that person down and say, hey, we don't cover that area. We take their name and their contact information, and we will be in touch with the dealer in that particular area so that they can handle the situation for them. We don't want anybody to go without service.
You're listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Toll-free number 1-855-DRYZONE. 1-855-DRYZONE. Jason, you can reach him via email, jason@dryzone.com, or you can contact one of his partners, bill@dryzone.com. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back right after this.
Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful.
I help my mom and dad.
I help my teacher put all her mail away.
Friendly, courteous, and kind.
Be good to other people.
Obedient, cheerful, thrifty.
When I go to a scout overnight, I'm cheerful.
Brave, clean, and reverent.
To be brave is to stand up for what you believe in.
To not be kind of out of it when there's a bear, like, next to you or something.
Be a scout!
For more information on scouting in our community, contact me, Dan Miller, at 410-443-8847 or go to beascout.org.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll save by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way, way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood.
And that's why, more than ever, we need you. Hi, it's Michael Waite.
Along with Carrie Aiken from Blood Bank of Delmarva.
Right here on the Delmarva Peninsula alone, 350 donors are needed every day to meet the local demand for blood.
With just one blood donation, you can save up to 3 lives.
Donations keep cancer patients, those with heart and blood vessel disease, burn victims, and many others alive. In fact, we serve close to 20,000 patients every year.
Giving blood only takes about an hour of your time.
It's easy. and convenient. There are places to give blood all over Delmarva. At least one is close to where you live or work.
Plus, during our Summer Blood Challenge, you can win great prizes like Visa gift cards up to $500, a trip for two to New York City, and an Alaskan cruise.
But the first step you need to take is to join the blood bank and make an appointment to give blood.
Call 1-888-8-BLOOD-8 or visit us online at delmarvablood.org.
Be someone's hero. Give blood.
Want to change? Want some excitement in your line of work? Meet new people? Network with some of the best in the business community? Well, now you can, all while learning how to build a client base that will earn you a formidable income from a career in radio sales. So if you want an exciting career change while learning how to earn, call Kirsten Stromer here at the Midshore's Top Stations, and we'll show you how. 410-228-4800.
MTS Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Big at Six Flags America, Baltimore's closest theme park. Go faster on seven pulse-pounding coasters. Go wetter at the all-new Zumazan Falls and our free water park. Right now, everyone pays kids' price with a can of Coke. Or for unlimited fun, get a season pass for the price of a one-day ticket at SixFlags.com. Go big. Go closer. Go Six Flags America.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jason with Dry Zone. And today, as I said earlier, we're talking about crawl spaces and the issues that we run into in crawl spaces. And today we have Troy as a guest.
Woo-hoo.
And Troy is going to be asking some questions because part of our job is also education.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to be educated as to the problems they might incur in their crawl spaces so that they know what to look for and they know where to go to get a particular issue solved. Now, while we're talking about education, you know, we go out and we do presentations to, say, real estate agents or real estate companies. This year, we're even doing some continuing education programs for realtors in the Delaware area. And we do presentations to civic organizations just to educate them as to these issues that are found on the Delmarva Peninsula.
I want to touch on that just a bit because I think that's a wonderful idea when you talk about, you know, going out and talk to realtors. What are you talking to realtors about when you're speaking about Dry Zone and realtors?
Well, when I go in, Troy, to talk to a group of realtors, one of the first things I say is fix it before you list it. And I have a reason for that. It's common in this area that when you put a house on the market for sale, that you do not have a home inspection done. The home inspection done is done by a particular buyer when they sign a contract. Well, this is right at the tail end of the process. Now, the home inspection might turn up an issue. And if the home inspection turns up an issue, then you've got the opportunity of fixing it or losing the contract, basically. And normally, at the end of the buying process, there's a limited amount of time to get something done. Now, right. What's going to happen? All right. Number one, if you have an issue, let's say it's a crawl space issue, you're going to have the opportunity to fix it or possibly escrow some money at closing for the buyer to go ahead and fix it or lose the contract.
Right.
Now, I like the way we did things in Arizona.
Okay.
I'd like to bring that to the East Coast. In Arizona, when we listed a property, we encouraged the seller to have a home inspection done right off the bat. Now, the home inspection is going to cost $200 or $300, but what that's going to do is to tell the seller whether or not there might be an issue. It gives them the opportunity to then to go ahead and have that issue fixed. And what we did out there was we laid the home inspection report right out on the kitchen counter for everybody to see. If there was an issue and it had been fixed, we left a copy of the contract and the bill there to show it had been fixed. Now, what does this do? All right. This potentially increases the sale price of your house because a buyer is going to discount their price, their offering price, if you've got an issue. Now, a real estate agent lives on commissions.
Right.
They get paid based on the sale price of the house. So, if the house sells for more money, they're going to get more commission. So, this is why we encourage them to have these things checked when they list the property and have them addressed and fixed right off the bat.
So now let's talk about a nonprofit organization. This is what you touch on when you're talking to realtors. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about when you're talking to nonprofit organizations?
It's a similar situation. We're explaining the issues that can occur on the different levels, whether it be crawl space, basement, or foundations. And we explain to them what to look for, conditions that cause these issues, and also the solutions to fixing these issues. Mm-hmm. Here again, it's an educational process where, of course, we would like to sell our products, but you know, it's basically an educational process.
Yeah. We got a group of realtors out there that's listening to the show this morning and saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we ought to get Jason to come and talk to us. Or there's a nonprofit organization out there today who says, you know what? We need somebody in to talk about Under Your Home with DryZone. What should they do?
Give us a call at 1-855-DryZone or email me at jason@dryzone.com. Since I'm the one that does all these programs, email me, jason@dryzone.com. And let me emphasize, there is no cost for doing this.
Okay,
we do
good.
This on a gratuity basis.
Well, I can scratch that question off the list.
You can scratch that off the list because I saw in your eyes that was going to be the next question.
But that's a good idea to go out and talk about the products and different types of things and teach people, because we buy a house. And I got to be honest with you, we don't know what's under it.
This
we have
true.
No clue what's under the house. When we walk inside the house, the main thing we're looking at is, you know, the kitchen, the bathroom. We don't look under the house. And there's a part of me that said, when I bought my house, I really don't care what's under the house, until someone like you said, but it's important.
It's very important. And later on the program, we're going to hit a few more points that makes it extremely important to know what's under your house.
What's under your house. And let's touch on that. Let's talk about allergen. A couple of times you mentioned that. What exactly is that?
Allergens are things that we're allergic to. And not everybody is allergic to all allergens. Now, the number one allergen in this country is the dust mite. Actually, we're not allergic to the dust mite itself, but we're allergic to the dust mite's droppings. Now, that doesn't sound very nice, but that's the fact. Now, the dust mite itself is a microscopic animal in size, and it depends on being able to absorb moisture through its skin to survive. Now, this is where, and here's that word again, folks, this is where a quality dehumidifier comes into play. When the humidity is reduced to a certain level, not only is the dust mite controlled, but also mold, spores, and other bad things that depend on moisture. Now, the dehumidifier that we sell, and it's called a SaniDry, also filters the air by using two specially designed filters which remove almost all of the bad things in the air. Now, this in turn will improve the quality of the air you're breathing in the living area of your house. And people with asthma issues also have noticed an improvement. Now, this is not a cure,
right?
But people have noticed an improvement when they have had their crawl space encapsulated and a dehumidifier installed.
You know, we're running out of time, and there's so many other things that we've got to touch on. You know, we've got to talk about the warranty that you guys offer. I want to talk a little bit more about a sub pump. What is a sub pump? How is it important to be in the basement crawl space area? I want to talk about rotten wood in the crawl space. There's so many other things we got to talk about. Well, we'll do that next week.
That sounds like a great idea, Troy.
Okay. Well, let's give out some phone numbers, and let's give out some email addresses if people want to contact DryZone.
Okay, Troy, they can reach us at 1-855-DryZone. They can email us at jason@dryzone.com or bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the web at www.dryzone.com.
Jason, as always, it's a pleasure. I got to run down the hall because I got another show that's coming on right after this. So I got to run and get another guest and talk to him. But it's been a pleasure. Look forward to chatting with you next week. Under Your Home with DryZone, toll-free number 1-855-DryZone, 1-855-DryZone. You can email Jason at jason@dryzone.com and visit them on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.